Good morning, Symphony Church. We are finishing out the book of 2 Thessalonians today with 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. This is the sign of genuineness in every letter of mine. It is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So Paul closes out his second letter to the Thessalonians with a warning against idleness. He says, "Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us." Now, this translation of the Greek word ataktos into the English word idleness, it's an interesting one. It's not wrong per se, but the notion that Paul is getting at is more all-encompassing to be anything that goes against the order and wisdom that is good and life-giving and building up of the body of Christ. Paul warns the Thessalonians to not entertain those in the church who are not interested in being of one accord, in bearing the burdens of life together, in loving others and outdoing one another in love. After all, we know that the Thessalonians were not in comfortable circumstances. Persecution, confusion within the church body, uncertainty towards the future. It's times like these that would require the most unity, the most compassion and service and devotion to Christ and his church. And so Paul, understanding the especially prudent needs of the church in Thessalonica, urges them to have nothing to do with those that won't be part of the church's perseverance and steadfastness. And it's not difficult to picture what these kind of people were doing, is it? Not contributing to the shared meals the church would partake in, not utilizing their giftings and callings to bless and sustain the church, taking advantage of the kindness and hospitality of their brothers and sisters without thanks or reciprocation. Thankfully, there's no way we'd be guilty of these things today now, is there? We might not be in the same circumstances as the Thessalonians, but Paul's warning is just as relevant to us today. In fact, it might be even more crucial that we heed his warning. Attitudes toward church life have become increasingly consumeristic and self-serving. We can all too easily be content with simply receiving without giving to the body. So what might idleness, not following the good order of things, look like in our context? Here are some mostly silly, but real examples I've witnessed over the years in my own heart and in others. Idleness might look like skipping family group when it's your turn to bring the snacks. Idleness might look like telling your microchurch that's scheduled for welcoming at New Song that you can't come till 7:30, when honestly you can. It looks like going to get water when it's time to pair up and pray with the person next to you. It looks like conveniently being too absorbed in a conversation when it's time to clean up the chairs after a church event. It looks like rescheduling your meetups over and over again because a better opportunity always comes up. It looks like leaving people on read when they ask you how you've been doing. Like not going to events because we don't really feel like it, and it was a long day and we deserve some me time. I'm not saying that as Christians, we're required to surrender our individuality and only care about church life. But the common theme in those examples is choosing to repeatedly prioritize ourselves over opening up to others. It's self-serving, self-comforting, self-preserving. I think we often forget that we are called and we are commanded to join together in fellowship and in building up of the body. Yes, it's not solely on our shoulders, and there has to be continued nuance and wisdom when discerning our commitment levels and pathways, but God has designed church life to be one that requires both sowing and reaping, giving and receiving, pouring into and drinking from. There's no such thing as idle fellowship. There's no such thing as church commitment without active partnership. Paul leaves the Thessalonians with this: as for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. Don't be idle. Instead, do good. Don't just be good, do good, and work tirelessly to do so. When our MO for church life is to outdo one another in love, in honoring this body we are called to, then we truly experience all that God has made church to be. And so how will you do good today? How can you orient your life not towards idleness, but toward good works and commitment to the fellowship? How will you choose to not be self-serving, self-comforting, self-persevering, but instead to truly devote yourself to blessing others, to taking part in what's going on in our body, and to truly, truly open ourselves up to receive from the brothers and sisters God has placed in our lives? Let's go to Him in prayer. Lord, we confess that so often we can be short-sighted. We listen to our feelings regarding what we want to do and what we don't want to do, what we feel like we have to do, or what we feel like we're under no obligation to do. Lord, help us to expand our vision so much further than just what we're feeling at the moment. Help us to see your grand plan and the commandment that you've given us to engage with our brothers and sisters in the church body. Help us to be committed. Help us to be consistent. Help us to not be idle, but instead to never grow weary in doing good alongside one another. Lord, I pray that over our micro churches. I pray that over our college ministry this summer. I pray that over every avenue that you have opened up for our church. Help us to honor them and to glorify you through them all. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.